Recorded Books is pleased to present the Modern Scholar Series, where great professors teach you. My name is George Guidel, and I'll be your host. Today we begin a course entitled The Dead Sea Scrolls, The Truth Behind the Mystique. Your professor is Lawrence H. Schiffman. Professor Schiffman is chairman of New York University's Skirball Department of Hebrew and Judaic Studies, and serves as Ethel and Irvin A. Edelman Professor of Hebrew and Judaic Studies. He is also a member of the university's Centers for Ancient Studies and Near Eastern Studies. He is a past president of the Association for Jewish Studies. He currently serves as editor-in-chief of the Center for Online Judaic Studies in New York. For more information on this course, please visit its webpage at www.modernscholar.com, where you'll have this access to links to related sites, a seminar room to share your thoughts with other students, and yes, of course, a final exam. And now we begin the Dead Sea Scrolls, The Truth Behind the Mystique, Lecture 1, The Library of Qumran. And now, Professor Schiffman.
Welcome to this course on the Dead Sea Scrolls, arguably the most important archaeological find of the 20th century and maybe even of the 21st. Why do I say that? Because anyone who knows this field knows that the scrolls continue to be published even after their full release. Now, the Dead Sea Scrolls are important to us for a lot of reasons, but the excitement has greatly increased because of the fact that for a long time, these important treasures about the history of Judaism and Christianity, of our entire Western civilization, were kept under wraps, a subject that we'll have a chance to discuss in some detail. But the truth be told, what is really important to us about the Dead Sea Scrolls is that they illumine the history of our civilization and of our religious traditions in a way that is just immeasurable. We now know so much about the background of Christianity, about the development of Judaism from the Hebrew Bible into its later rabbinic form. And all of this fantastic information is going to be summarized here in 14 sessions. Now, the average discussion of the Dead Sea Scrolls begins with what has become a sort of foundation myth. It's almost considered obligatory to start by telling a story. The story of how a young Bedouin shepherd, wandering near a place called Qumran, threw a stone into a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?